The problem of evil. Know the divine wisdom. The presence of evil in the world has always been a profound question that has challenged human understanding. A common inquiry arises: if God is real, why do suffering, pain, and evil exist? Does this call into question God's wisdom, or is there a deeper meaning behind it? To understand this, we must explore the concept of divine wisdom, our human limitations, and the ultimate purpose of life. Evil undeniably exists, but its purpose goes beyond what we perceive on the surface. While suffering often seems purposeless or cruel, it serves a larger, more meaningful function. Difficulties challenge us to grow, reflect, and recognize our own limitations. They refine our character and encourage spiritual evolution. Trials, far from being random, are tools for development, leading us closer to understanding ourselves and our Creator. Life's struggles are humbling. When people face hardship, they are often forced to confront their vulnerabilities and limitations. This awareness pushes them to seek help beyond their own capabilities, often turning them toward God. This humility isn't a weakness but a profound strength. It is the essence of true worship and connection with the divine. The Quran states, "We have created man into a life of toil and trial." 90:4 Hardships are not meant to break us but to shape us. They remind us of our dependence on a higher power, cultivating gratitude, patience, and spiritual resilience. Natural disasters like earthquakes, hurricanes, and volcanic eruptions often leave humanity shaken. Yet, even these seemingly destructive events are part of the Earth's intricate balance. For instance, earthquakes release the planet's internal energy, preventing catastrophic pressure buildup. Volcanoes replenish soil fertility and play a role in Earth's structural stability. These events remind us of our smallness in the face of nature's vastness. They challenge our illusion of control and redirect our focus from material concerns to life's deeper, spiritual truths. They serve as humbling reminders of the power and wisdom of the Creator. A parent might scold or discipline a child to protect them from harm. To the child, this may feel unfair or painful. Yet, the parent's actions are guided by love, care, and a desire for the child's well-being. In a similar way, the trials we face in life are expressions of divine wisdom and love. They may seem harsh in the moment, but they are designed to guide, protect, and elevate us. These challenges often carry lessons that lead to growth and deeper understanding. One of the greatest outcomes of life's hardships is the yearning they create for a perfect, trouble-free existence. These imperfections remind us that this world is not our ultimate home. If everything in this life were flawless, humans would never long for something greater. Sir James Jeans once said, "It seems as though man has wandered into a world that was not meant for him." This observation captures an essential truth. Humanity hasn't accidentally stumbled into a flawed world but has been placed here as part of a divine plan. The imperfections of this world exist to awaken in us the desire for paradise, a realm of ultimate perfection, where every need is met and every hardship is erased. The Quran promises, "They will not be affected by any weariness there, and they will never be made to leave." 15:48 Life's difficulties aren't just obstacles, they are opportunities to experience God's attributes. Without illness, how would we recognize God as the healer, as Shafi? Without struggles, how would we know him as the helper, an Nasir? These trials are pathways to understanding God's mercy, wisdom, and power. They force us to pause, reflect, and reconnect with the divine, bringing us closer to the Creator. This world's imperfections are not a flaw but a feature. They are intentional, designed to remind us that this is not our permanent home. The hardships we face push us to seek something greater, a life free from pain and suffering. If this world were as perfect as we often wish it to be, humanity would never aspire for the eternal peace and joy that paradise offers. Life's challenges, while difficult, are ultimately blessings in disguise. They humble us, deepen our spiritual connection, and awaken within us a longing for paradise. We are here as part of God's grand design, a design that uses the trials of this life to prepare us for the perfection of the next. By embracing life's struggles with patience, gratitude, and humility, we not only grow closer to God but also earn the eternal joy and peace of paradise. The hardships we face push us to seek something greater, a life free from pain and suffering. If this world were as perfect as we often wish it to be, humanity would never aspire for the eternal peace and joy that paradise offers.